Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
There's a hole in the world where the light won't go, where the air is thick and the shadows grow. Six took the step, couldn't turn away. It's here to stay. Voices rising cold as stone. Whispers claim them flesh and bone. The deeper they go, the less they know. The abyss is calling, pulling slow. Under the ground where the wild things breathe. Dreams will shatter and minds will leave. Crawling fear it's bound to find. What it wants and it leaves you dry.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Out of the Abyss. Last time our party stumbled upon some familiar goblin and found a spider that seemed to be looking at them before hearing a voice saying, I found you. And then a door opened. It was a very wild episode. So where we will pick up is, you guys walk into this extremely lavish, looks like apartment suite. What do you guys do?
Did we suddenly stumble upon that magic shop's house?
I don't think so.
Kazad is deeply unsettled by everything that just happened and everything that's happening now. So he's like sweeping the house. He's going through room by room, clearing it.
Okay. Yes.
I thought you were like,
away from the party.
Like pull out a broom and just started sweeping the house. Like this place is filthy.
Kazad, I'd probably stay as close to us as possible. Please don't at least stay within 60 feet.
Well, Flatfoot goes over and opens the door and peeps outside.
You see what you saw before? That cliff hanging off the bridge. I believe you cut the bridge, correct?
Oh, no, I did worse than that. I cast Shatter on it.
You cast Shatter on it. Yeah,
we obliterated the bridge.
We shattered the bitch.
Fluff, it don't play games.
Only things had wings.
Fluff, it closes the door.
Do you think we could, like, pose an ambush for that one bitch from the prison? Like, when she comes here, we, like, pop out of the door and go, ah!
Maybe.
And then we can knock them into the chasm below and laugh as they fall. So it's the last thing they hear.
Kazad, investigation.
All right.
Honestly, if we wanted to turn around and go murder her, I'm down for that. She's a lot easier and more likely for us to kill than a demon lord.
Natural 20 for an investigation. Holy shit. Okay. Here is what you find. You were kind of sweeping each of the rooms. See a bedroom. What should be like an outhouse or a lavatory, but it's got turn a handle and it's running water.
What the fuck is toilet paper?
A scheme.
You walk over to
a big old Ponzi scheme.
You walk over to this door here, and with the natural 20, you do see a small little device. Looks like if you go to open the handle, what it will do is it will poke you, and something will happen. But doesn't seem malicious, just seems like trying to, best you can guess, get your DNA somehow. Or get.
Excuse me? He does what to him?
Not malicious, but unconsenting DNA he's taking.
You open the door.
You know what? Fuck it. Yeah, we're going to open the door.
Detect magic? Before he opens the door? Oh, never
mind. Doing this is kind of like it's. You go to say that and he grabs the handle and you just see a small little needle come out and just kind of poke. And you open the door. And what you see is a beautiful, beautiful bedroom with armor stands for your swords. It's not completely built to you, but you can see there are certain things that are implanted here that kind of go off of what you desire. Or what you are.
So we're the Encanto house.
Yes.
Can we talk about Bruno?
No.
Can I make a wisdom saving throw to see if this, a wisdom check or a saving throw to see if this is all an illusion? We're inside a monster.
Yeah. So with detect magic and go ahead and roll that.
Well, I don't have detect magic. I'm asking if someone does.
I do.
What's
it
worth
to you? Why are
you
not good using it?
Because fuck it, we ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and make a wisdom, arcana, whichever you would like to make.
Rolling that wisdom save. I'm going to use my resistance so I can get an extra d4. Because that's a 16 plus 1 for a 17.
Okay. This entire place is fucking magical shit. You can feel like the weight of the weed kind of like in this space.
Alright. Who bought a magical house?
And as you do, feel a tap on your
Flaffle, what do you want? How did you reach up it? What?
And you see a spectral being kind of floating there.
Well, that's a ghost. Did I kill you?
What? Undead? The warden's automatically reaching for her sword.
I don't believe it is technically considered undead. It is. They are just servants.
Oh,
but they're
that's
like little
not
wisps.
Undead.
No, so like little wisps come out and take.
Are these visible, unseen servants?
Yes.
No. As they like try to take me, I'm just like, no. I am used to you speak. Flaffle, make it speak.
Can Flaffle do an arcana check to see if he can kind of figure out what this is?
Yeah, absolutely.
Kazad's going to kind of do the same thing as he's looking around. Before anything else happens, he points at the bedroom and goes, dibs.
Yeah.
And then he's going to roll.
With a 15, you have fucking idea what.
22 on Arcana.
I would say you have some kind of an idea, but it is. There is a very rare item, or a very rare spell, I should say, that allows you to cast a mansion, something the higher ups in the sorcery would have known. But it does provide a sort of, what do they call it? Pocket dimension, that allows you to rest comfortably. And it seems that this may not be the full version, but it is something. And I will be right back.
Does Kazad tell us this?
Yeah, Kazad's absolutely going to bring this up to everyone in the party.
As Ivan is staring at this unseen servant. So, you're telling me the crazy psychopathic woman who has access to a lot of magic is behind us, or was behind us, and then suddenly this door appeared and we went into it like dinky dinks and shit. Like, why are we just sitting around in a magical house that could possibly be made by her while she is slowly moving us towards the prison again?
I don't think she would be this kind to give us something this lavish. I imagine that walk in and be in another prison cell.
Saffel, she would. She's not kind, but she's evil enough to give us something very nice, make us believe we're safe, and then immediately drop us in a pit full of fucking the spider things.
Dryers. With how much we've pissed her off, to be honest, we would probably be in a drider pit already if that were what was going on here.
Well,
this is a very good. We've only been here for like of this spell.
What's a drider pit? Like some kind of weird like drow spider sex dungeon?
It kind of
not. This is not something that is made to the level that she could make. This is
drow that were cursed by Loth.
Yeah, so they're like half drow, half spider.
See, this is what happens when you fuck spiders. You get fucking abominations like that.
So I just have to say that, like, as a person who has dealt with that woman quite a bit, this is something totally she would do. She would make us very happy, or at least make us feel safe, and then immediately rob it from us, because above all, above being just pissed, she is sadistic.
Did she give you a bad touch?
Ivan goes silent.
Oh, trauma.
Bubble
peeks back out the door real quick.
Again, you make a perception check if you like.
Ivan just moves over here and sits in the corner.
We're sort of rolling real dice real quick because fuck D&D Beyond once again. 17.
It looks the time. See the cavern.
Huh.
You said Ivan is doing what?
Sitting in the corner over here. He does not trust this situation.
Hey, Rumpadump, come here.
Dot finishes sweeping the house while they're figuring stuff out.
Anything at all, Drower. Matter of fact, you don't really know what any of this shit is.
Rumpadump, come here.
So I was going to go in the bathroom and flush the toilet.
It flushes.
Rampa Dump
walks over to you.
Do me a favor, buddy. Can you count?
He says, yeah.
Awesome. I need you to do me a favor. He opens up the door. Go stand outside and count to 10.
Okay, he walks outside.
The second he gets outside, I quickly shut the door and also count to 10.
Okay.
As soon as I am done, I open the door. What number is he on?
10.
Interesting. Okay, you can get back in now. Sorry about that.
Walks back in.
Shuts the door. Okay, so I don't think we're on a different plane because the time is the same here as it is out there.
Because that just calls back from the bedroom that he's claimed pocket dimension.
Yeah, but a pocket dimension could be on any number of planes.
Okay, we're getting past the point here. As he yells from the furthest corner from every other room. Why are we moving freely around the room, Kazad? Thought you were smarter than that. When we don't even know why this is here, where this is here, what. What's going on? We haven't even thought to try to figure that out. We did some looking into it, then you found out it was a spell, and that's great and all, but why is the spell here? And if the spell's here, that means it has to be a caster.
Who is the caster?
Fluffle walks over and opens this door.
I mean, do you want to have a mimic jump out and surprise you?
Honestly, I'd feel a little less paranoid if it did.
Because the only way to find it is to look around.
No! No, it's not!
And he goes back into the bedroom and starts examining the stuff in
there. Ivan looks towards Warden. Did losing his paladin stuff make him dumb?
Okay. I don't know.
That Flavel turns around and goes, honestly, I think you're all kind of dumb, but that's beside the point, as he opens the door.
You feel a little prick on your finger. Tell me, what little things... You know what? No, I know exactly what it would be. You see a nuclear plant. You see a desk with full L-shaped folders, all things set up for you for whatever.
A nice computer, several monitors.
Nope.
Uranium.
What is this internet?
Flaffle does not need the internet.
Hey, if it's got toilet paper, it's got the internet. Just so.
Guys, you know what piracy is on this internet? I found something called the Anarchist Cookbook, and it is amazing.
I bet the Anarchist Cookbook in this world would have been written by Flaffle.
Yes.
It's in the works. I have this magical thing called Microsoft Word. Yeah, I imagine it'd be like workstations and various bits and bobs. No bad.
It's not like...
Hot take. The Anarchist Cookbook is overrated. The OSS Simple Sabotage Guild Manual is much better.
Or both.
I don't know.
The taco thing. Why not both?
¿Por qué no las dos?
The goal.
Yeah, it's very rudimentary stuff. It's nothing lavish. The bedrooms are kind of the as-needed thing versus full luxury. Yeah.
The second Flavel sees this, he turns around. Well, you're all on your own for the rest of the evening as Flavel shuts the door. Is there a lock? Or is there, like, several locks?
There's six.
Yeah, all you guys hear from the other side of the door is just little slides and clicks and slides and clicks.
Azad steps out and looks at the door and listens as this happens, and he looks back at the rest of the party and goes, I think Flapple needs some alone time.
I do have to point out real quick, wasn't that the room you called? Why is Flapple in there?
No, this is the room that I called.
Yeah, that is this room right here is the one this one here is the one that I've been in.
Looks like I even get to sleep in the bathroom.
Ivan is going to sleep over here.
There's a couch. There's a waiting area right here.
Okay. Why are we, again, still people, why are we claiming a house that probably doesn't belong to us? Don't know why it appeared here, right in front of us.
Flapple hear anything in his wonderful little room?
See.
No.
Ivan kind of like stands up and walks over. See, Warden, this is why I don't think we can take down the Demon Lord. They dumb like this.
If we're going to die, I'm at least going to die well-rested. That's it. That's all. Yeah. After everything we've been through, if I am going to die, it is going to be after having slept in a warm, comfortable bed.
Honestly, those things give me cricks in my necks. Floors are better. Why? Nobody's even tried. I'm going to go try to walk around very cautiously and see if I can locate any sign that would point to whose dimension this is.
I bet she's going to turn on the faucet and scream and pass out.
Investigation.
Flush his toilet. Oh, running water!
Demon magic!
Guidance.
Do you walk over to this desk?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. There's a
Is there phase rust in here?
There is not.
That's even more concerning, but also dimension plane, so that makes sense. I'm going to use Enhance Ability on myself.
Okay.
To give me, what is it called? I think it's...
Extra dexterity, and he goes to the bathroom and locks the door.
Fox's Cunning to give me advantage on investigation checks, and then I'm going to wait. Can I pop Guidance? Or is that a concentration? Oh, I can't pop Guidance. I'll take the fucking... All right. I might go Bard just for the fucking thing. Wow, that's an 18.
Yeah. As if you had a fine-tooth comb, you pick over them. You don't see anything. There's no denotion. There's no pictures. There's no anything. It is just a ornate standard room.
Yeah.
Kazad, yeah. You look at the desk.
Mm-hmm.
And on the desk, there is a note.
Definitely going to pick it up and read it.
All it says is, take a night on me. Okay.
Insight to see if I would know who that is.
Okay,
that's history. Yeah, not insight. That'd be history. Yeah, insight's how you kind of see if someone
is lying.
Well, it's not necessarily lying. It's more like what their emotional state is and stuff like that.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here. History. 7.
Oh, so okay. When you lost your paladin, you did become the dog.
You're racking your brain, but it takes you a little while. But eventually, you do come to realize there are a lot of people you know who with the letter K that starts with their name.
It's odd.
Any of them able to cast this?
That's... It takes a while, but you put two and two together eventually.
So Ivan was right that this belonged to the shopkeep.
Are there any notebooks of a sort in this room that I'm in?
That you are in? No, actually. If there is, they are empty and kind of just there.
No notes. Just open books.
Correct.
Flaffle looks at it. And for those that are outside still listening, you hear a bunch of slides and clicks as the door opens up. Are there any smaller items? Are the pillows on the couch there?
Yes.
Flaffle walks over, grabs one of the pillows without saying anything, walks over to the door, opens it, and throws the pillow outside. What happens to the pillow?
It does not exit.
It just bounces off?
No. Whenever you throw it, it disappears. As soon as it hits the outdoor.
He then shuts the door without saying anything, walks back over to his door, shuts it. You hear the slides and clicks again, and he's gone again.
So, Hulk, just to make sure I'm understanding, because it was kind of hard to hear, this is the shopkeeper from Grapplestug. Made this place, right?
Correct, yes.
Kazad pokes his head out of the bedroom and waves the note, and he goes, Ivan, it's from our friend that helped us in Grapplestug. You can stop being so scared now.
And no, that makes me even more worried.
He closes the bedroom door, and he just flops down onto the bed.
How did this man find where we were, and where the fuck is he? Because I am pretty sure you have to cast this shit where you see things, according to what I was fucking understanding.
We don't talk about Kuru.
We don't.
Zod just calls through the door. I'm fairly certain he's a god.
Oh, well then why doesn't he kill the demon lords? Why?
Is he not supposed to meddle in the affairs of mortals?
Oh, I call full bullshit, points at himself. I call full bullshit.
I said they're not supposed to, not that they don't.
Well, then they should just get rid of that rule if they don't listen to it.
Well, they have to be sneaky about it, which is why they create beings like you.
Well, what about I call bullshit again. Isn't there a god of murder?
Yes, and he creates ball spawn to fucking do what he needs done.
No, I feel like that's more like just to find like the apex being to murder things with, but it's more like he's making a tool. It's like a well-crafted dagger to stab a motherfucker in the back. The person isn't a tool for espionage. It's a tool to kill another thing.
But it's still not him himself doing it. It is the tool he created doing it.
I feel like I remember stories of him murdering things by his own hands. But we're getting past the point here. Still, if a god could do this just out of fucking nowhere, where's my holy-ass weapon that I can heal everyone with and somehow put down a demon lord? Huh, gods? Huh? You give us a nice fancy room with weird running water, but you can't give me a divine weapon that I can smite down a motherfucker?
Make a religion check.
I'll guidance this. Oh, wait, I still am concentrating on that one spell, so I actually have...
I just imagine as he says this...
Yeah, seven.
...that an exit sign appears over the door.
10. I got a 10. Yep.
You call out, and you don't feel anything.
I still hate that. Religion is an intelligence, but a cleric... is all wisdom based?
No. So the way that I run religion is you can use your wisdom.
Well then I will customize that because I will always
make sense to me.
So because I'm efficient in that shit, so I should have a 7 and not a 3. Mind if do you want me to just add?
Yeah, just add. That's fine.
Okay, so you're 7 plus 14.
You rolled a... Okay, what? So 14 total.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing. Quiet.
Yeah, eerie. See? See what I mean? I don't mean they beat
the
on that.
The entire time this is happening, Kazad is just laying in that bed just completely unbothered. It's like a huge weight has been lifted.
Like, I don't
no,
mean to.
No, Flaffle understands this bliss. Flaffle loves this bliss.
It's like, I don't mean to beat that like a dead horse, but it's just.
There's a dead horse appear in front of him.
Nothing makes a bit of sense in this situation. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I'm talking to my goddamn self.
Warden is suddenly realizing she wished she had claimed a room.
Warden doesn't need a room.
Yeah, Warden doesn't sleep.
Warden sleeps in the stairs as a blockade.
That's exactly what she's doing.
She sleeps in the doorway, so that when the door opens, it just hits Warden.
Speaking of, there's a few slides and clicks in the door or the Flaffle's room opens. Rub it up. I need you.
Dump walks in.
Door shuts. Clicks and slides.
You do notice, actually, when you re-entered, that prick did not happen again.
Fluffle, you hear slides and clicks. Fluffle opens the door. Hey, Warden.
What?
Come open this door once I shut it.
What?
Okay.
He shuts it.
Why would you slides and clicks. It?
Do it.
Sure.
I'm surrounded by people who are wanting to die.
You, Flaffle, you don't feel anything. It's like you were just there.
No, he's just standing at the side of the door, just pondering, waiting.
You go to open the door. The mechanism activates and goes to prick your finger, but obviously you are metallic.
Right.
So what happens is it scratches off a little bit of, like, just a little dust. Mm-hmm. And what you see before you is a room. Just a blank room.
Does fucking Flaffle just see Warden vacantly staring at into the room?
Nope.
No? Oh, great. Yeah. This is like a prison. It's a fucking magical prison. That's what this is. It's a magical prison. We're all being sectioned off from each other.
At this point, the servants kind of are coming over with, of course, they're ethereal, but like washcloths and rags, trying to wipe the sweat off of Ivan and try to.
No! He's like kicking him away. You stay away from me, you lunatics! I don't want to die like them. I'm not going to die like them. Just stay away.
Flaffle, do you try to exit? As Warden has the door open.
After a few minutes, yeah, he would try to exit.
Warden, what you see before you is you're kind of looking in this room, and you see Flaffle appear behind.
Where the fuck did you just come from?
Interesting. Warden, do me a favor. You are very strong. Grab Ivan and make him open that door over there.
No!
He's like a proper rest.
He's kicking servants away.
You're helping him. You're helping him.
I'm not going to force him to do that.
I'm fighting the ethereal right now.
You can step
outside. Do I hear this conversation happening outside my room?
Yes.
Kazat just calls out from the room, Flaffle, you don't fuck with your white mage.
But he's a drow.
He's a white mage. I'm dark skinned, you dick.
I think.
You're I think we covered like this that. As I'm like slapping away fucking the unseen servants. I thought we talked about this. I thought I wasn't one.
Okay. The other two, by the way, have been watching this, and Shookashack just goes to this room with Lairs and comes in here, and they are,
oh god,
in this room.
The Almighty has taken over his mind and forced him to do things beyond his own decisions.
Okay, Ivan, you can sleep out here all by yourself, or you can find a room and sleep comfortably in a place of your own making.
And Fluffle goes back in.
He like thinks about that for a second. Oh god, I don't want to go home. That's the only thing I can think about right now. I don't want to go back. I'll
just... He just walks in. It's a fucking prison cell.
Walks over to the bedroom door and locks it. And he gets back in the bed.
Ivan is slowly losing his mind. All of these things piling together is making this man lose his fucking marbles. And it's funny that the tables have turned where Flaffle is the one doing risky things and Ivan is questioning everything. It first was like Ivan was questioning things, then Flaffle's doing reckless things, and then it went to Flaffle doing questioning things and Ivan doing reckless. I mean, it was just, it's been going back and forth between these two. It's kind of fucking funny.
you look back outside?
Oh, me? No, I don't. I don't want to see what's on the other side of that fucking door. I'm worried. Ivan is scared, but Ivan also doesn't want his fears to be proven correct.
Okay.
As Fluffles inside of his room, he thinks to himself,
I really wish I had a peephole through this door.
A peephole pierce.
It's perfect. Just like 2 feet taller than him.
What does he see through the people?
Just the outside. The
Ivan having a little breakdown?
Oh. Yeah.
Perfect.
And he returns to his desk and pulls out his book, grabs one of the spare books off the shelf, and begins writing and doing different formulas and notes on one and transferring the more important stuff over to his actual book.
Okay. Kazad, you are knocking out for the night?
Yeah, pretty much. Kazad's just going to take advantage. Like he said, either he's going to get up in the morning and be well-rested and
or dead,
ready to tackle a new day, or it's suddenly not going to be his fucking problem anymore.
Right.
Another question for DM.
Okay.
If Flapple thinks to himself, I really need certain materials, do they appear?
No.
Ivan just takes the roll out, crawls inside it, sits in a fetal position, holding stool, staring into the into the rest of the house, occasionally throwing something
at you, and just goes, or the, you know, the spores come out, and telepathically he goes,
you know, we can go sit down. That's so comfortable. I think it's okay. You're okay.
Hey, so, Stool, you can do what you want to do, buddy. But I'm a stay here. I'll stay here. I'm gonna stay here.
Okay, then I stay with you. Well, it'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of curls up in your lap and just kind of nods off, starts. He doesn't snore or anything, but you can just kind of tell.
Yeah. Ivan will eventually fall asleep through sheer exhaustion. His eyes twitching eventually. He's like fighting back, closing them. And then he falls asleep, but he's falling asleep in the fetal position. Okay. Holding, let's see, does he have? Yes, he's holding his sickle.
Just guarding.
Yeah, he's just like.
Wakes up with Stool screaming because the sickle's stuck in him.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. So with that, everybody can long rest.
Yeah.
Blaffle does not long rest.
I'm aware. Flavel can get a short rest, but we'll take a point of exhaustion. Ivan, I need you to make a perception check for me.
Guidance. You bastard. Okay, good. I thought that was a natural one. No, it's a 13. Plus 4 for 24.
There has never been a more quiet place to run.
I don't like that.
You eventually nod off. You close your eyes after just hours of anxiety, and you open them. And what you see before you is something that you have never seen. In fact, give me a religion.
Okay. Guidance. Natural 20, never mind.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Just the fucking divine realm. Oh, I'm dead. I know it. I fucking know it.
What you see is a golden gate.
Yeah, I'm dead.
That has been obliterated.
Oh, and even the fucking divine gate is dead. Oh, okay, cool. There is no heaven.
It is in shambles. you can just feel all kinds of energy swaying, moving. And then you wake up. And you see Stool kind of sitting there. And you look down at yourself and you do see the stars are illuminating, as well as the stars on Stool. It seems with a 24, you know what that was. You know what that means.
Do I? Because Claire doesn't.
Two Hold players. On a oh. You know what? I will let him tell y'all. But in the meantime, yeah, everyone long rested, all good to go, except for Flaffle. What notes are you taking? You're muted.
Flaffle has been writing down, using his artificer knowledge, how, and his knowledge of his Eldritch cannon, on how to make a more potent, smaller version of it.
Ooh, okay. Let's see. Give me an intelligence check.
Let's say 21.
Yeah. Takes you a little while, but you successfully begin the blueprint for this. All right. Warden, before we jump back to Ivan, give me a perception check throughout the night, since you were just kind of in offline mode.
Ooh, doo, 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 doo.
Where did my D20s go? There's one.
Okay. Much like what Ivan saw, or did not see, there is nothing. Silent. However, something does catch your eye. You look over towards Ivan after he falls asleep, and you do begin to see his star start illuminate. Ivan.
Yeah.
You kind of wake up in this oh shit moment. And like I said, you see the stars on you and the stars on the Stool. And you see Warden kind of looking over. What do you do in this moment?
Well, I know what I saw.
You saw a golden gate smashed to pieces. That was with a 24. You have heard of such a thing called the Divine Gate. You know that it is what essentially allows the gods to be as active in this realm as they are. And it is in peace. That should not ever happen. The Divine Gate is destroyed.
So, yeah, Ivan will kind of wake up. I mean, he doesn't really understand the whole God thing very much, but he wakes up kind of just like looking at himself and goes, okay, first thought in his head is, Well, that shopkeeper is no god. And then he kind of just looks at the rest of the party and, well, looks at whoever he can see, if he can see anyone. Just looks at her and just says, if what I'm pretty sure it was a dream, but I don't know. Looking at the stars on them, if these are glowing, then it was probably something that Elastria told me, but the divine gate is shattered. So maybe that's why no god can help. And at that point, we're fucked. And also, yeah, we're fucked. If I think I know what the divine gate is for, right.
You're very gloomy, you know that?
I am. Not much to be happy about.
Kazad steps out of the room and yawns and stretches.
Divine gate is destroyed.
He just kind of stares at Ivan and blinks. You're a really gloomy guy, you know that?
And you're way too nonchalant about this situation.
Does Flap will exit at this point?
No.
Okay. I'll say Chukashak and Layers. They exit. What is Flaffle doing?
Still working.
Okay.
So, all right. Yeah. If we're gonna do something about this situation, we need to at least, like, we have a destination that Flaffle wants to go to. That's great. But we need to kind of, like, think about what is actually going on. And we have we only know demon lords are coming through here and fucking shit up. Now we know the divine gate's destroyed, so, you know, if I remember correctly, that's how the gods help, which, why I can still do magic is weird. So we need to kind of, like, sit down and be serious and not be nonchalant and actually have a conversation about what the fuck you guys plan to do, because I guess I don't want to be by myself. I don't want you all to die, and so I already lost Ruin, and so I just don't see how we're going to win, because A, we haven't really talked about how we're going to even try to win, and sure, get an army. Well, an army is great and all, but we saw how that worked out in fucking, what's that fucking place? The one we just came from.
Little Stud?
Yeah, it didn't work out very well there. So, and then, you know, yeah, so, you got that sword there, and it talks, right?
He's gonna take his sword out, and he's gonna be like, hey, you awake?
Sword responds, duh.
Well, then, great. Well, why don't we talk with the sword? The sword might know something about the situation. And discover what in the actual logical, realizable, possible thing we can fucking do. Because, and I just want you to know, if this is made by a god, that god doesn't belong in heaven. Because no way this would exist if that, because they would be able to affect the prime plane. If they were a god, they might just be an eldritch being.
That's the prime plane. They're just not technically supposed to.
Yeah. Is that just
not if they're in heaven?
Just cross-legged in the middle of the floor and lays the sword on his lap, and he's like, "I'm just happy that at least now your fatalism is translating to, hey, maybe we should try to figure out how to do something instead of we're all going to die. There's nothing we could do and everything.
Oh, no. I want to make something very clear to you. It's actually transcended to another level of that, to where I want to at least take one motherfucker out with me, because there is no way I'm living this. No way any of us are living this. We might as well take one person out with us.
EM, I would say about this time, there's a series of...
At this point, he's focusing on Duskbringer now.
Yeah, there's a series of clicks and slides at this point as the door that Flaffle took opens. And as close as you can see bags under the eyes of a kobold, there are bags. As he turns around, closes the door, shoves his book back into his bag, and just stares at everyone.
Do you ever sleep?
Kazaa just kind of smiles at him and he says, "You're pretty."
Thank you. And to answer your question, when I'm not busy.
Ivan just throws his hands up at Kazaa, like, and just kind of just sits back down and goes quiet.
Oh, is he being gloomy again?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Apparently the divine gate is broken.
Yeah. Huh. Shattered to oblivion.
There is actually a huge fucking problem, but...
We'll just add it to the list.
He looks down at Duskbringer and he's like, is there anything you can tell us about the situation? Is there any insight or help that you can offer?
Oh, man.
At this point, Ivan is not sure if Kazaa is high. Because he is not acting like Kazaa from before. And so he's like, who are you?
Do an insight check.
I'm not very good at insight, so... Actually, I'm very good at insight. I have a pass of 17, and I have a 7 in my insight. But also, Ivan is just, at this point, completely confused, because Kazaa has done a complete 180 to being more serious and more direct and more, like, in a point of honor to... If there was a beach, he'd be surfing it. And so... he's just like, what is the fuck is happening right now?
So, Duskbringer... Yes. In broken words. Matter of fact, no, not even in words. A vision kind of flashes before you. Of oh fuck. Gotta be very careful about how I do this. I'll tell you what. Give me a religion check.
Religion, okay. Let's see here. All right. Come on, D&D Beyond Dice, don't fuck me now. That's a 24. Thank you, D&D Beyond Dice.
Okay.
You're welcome. Now pay for a subscription.
Pay for two, motherfucker.
The essence that you've summoned before comes out to a large Goliath.
I'm seeing that too, right? That's not just a hallucination. Everybody else is seeing that.
No, that's very real.
We've seen that.
Okay.
Flaffle, I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
We've all seen that. That popped out like a couple of times. But then again, it all each time has badly affected you, Flaffle.
That's a 7 minus 2. So
how's that point of exhaustion treating you, buddy?
The 2 points of exhaustion? Not well.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
The scales that are on your forehead begin to...
You cut out the last part.
Begin to glow, sorry. And you guys pass... Or he passes the fuck.
Does anybody else see a bright...
Yeah, see, that happens every time.
I'm going to pick him up.
Why not just wake him up?
Thank you.
Because
Thank
he
you.
Needs to fucking sleep.
Logical.
She walks over to you, Warden, as you kind of pick up Flaffle. Places her hand on Flaffle and smiles.
Just kind of.
Kazad, you feel just the worst feeling of regret, remorse. And she looks back to you and says,
"Oh no.
Hold on.
Hulk's dying over here, guys. We can see it.
We broke the DM.
Again.
One day, when we do video for this episode, I mean for this show, you will see all the nuts backgrounds that Flaffle does and why our DM just out of nowhere sometimes just has to mute because they're dying of laughter.
This one is special.
And his foot kicks a little bit.
I could not save him.
Beg your pardon?
What?
He is the key.
Key to what?
She looks over at you, Warden.
Can I insight that?
Yes.
That's a natural 20. For a 25.
Damn. Fuck.
Rolling fat today.
She's not looking at you. She's looking behind you.
At Ivan?
No.
Wait, where is Ivan? On the turn behind me.
You see a small feather drop. A raven feather.
Does Kazad see that?
Kazad does see that.
Kazad's eyes kind of widen, and he's all of a sudden not as relaxed as he was.
Can I pick the raven feather up?
You can.
Okay, I'm gonna do that.
Okay. As soon as you grab it, she looks over to you, places her hand from Flaffle's shoulder to yours. Looks back at Kazad and says, "My name is Hilga." I can help, but things are progressing much faster. And that is where we will end the session.
Fuck!
Damn it!
Thank you guys for checking out the show, and we'll see you next time.
Hey, adventurers. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.